Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high in the low 60s. Right now in Kenosha, it's 41 degrees. 45 in Burlington. It's 45 in Milwaukee. 44 in Racine. Some unexpected excitement to begin the work week for the employees of the Dousman Bus Company in Kenosha County at 28401 Wilmot Road, which is Highway C. Three school buses caught fire this morning. Salem Lakes Fire Rescue and Randall units dispatched just after 6 o'clock this morning, along with sheriff's deputies. First report from the scene indicated that two of the buses were fully engulfed in flames. One was catching fire, and then a few minutes later, all three were engulfed. Bristol Fire Rescue added to that response, along with a water tanker truck from the town of Wheatland. Just how the fire started, still under investigation. While all this was going on, of course, the other buses had to leave the complex. They head off for their designated schools this morning. A sizable number of the folks who own property along Racine's Erie Street have been after the city for some time now to do something about what they claim is a problem with speeding and reckless vehicles. The Traffic Commission has it back on their agenda at 4 o'clock this afternoon in City Hall Room 303. The item deferred the last few meetings so that information could be gathered, including a traffic study done covering Erie Street between Melvin Avenue and 3 Mile Road. The residents, through Alderman Melissa Lemke, are seeking traffic calming measures along that stretch of Erie. Tonight at 7 o'clock in Kenosha at the Municipal Building, the City Council is going to be meeting, and among the agenda items, a Public Safety and Welfare Committee recommendation to have a waiver system in place on fees imposed for fire department responses to vehicle fires or hazardous materials calls, fees that have been in place for 11 years now. Fire Chief Charles Leipzig Jr. telling the committee recently this would actually be similar to what is in place now for rescue calls.
$20,000 is considered the benchmark at which, much like hazmat, that anything below that would be tiered at $50 for roughly $5,000 or $2,500. So a guy makes, or a family income of $20,000, that would be the benchmark at which we would start excusing $50 as it goes down to zero.
Insurance companies cannot apply for waivers on part or all of the fees, just individuals, and this would require documentation of total family income for the city to compare it with their scale of forgiveness. Driver of a car with a Texas registration whose actions reportedly shut down part of the interstate in Racine County. Well, it was over the weekend. He's expected in court this afternoon on some felony charges. The reports of a speeding, reckless driver heading north on the interstate without headlights led to a pursuit, which it struck another vehicle, that other car, and then it kept going. Information to deputies was that the driver might be unstable and have a long rifle with them. Around that time, they came across the driver of another car who said he was there to pick up a friend from an accident. Well, that friend turned out to be the driver of the offending car. That vehicle found in some tall weeds nearby. It shut down the eye in that vicinity based on Austin Pemberton claiming there were two armed people inside the vehicle. It turns out there were not, but there was a loaded 12-gauge shotgun recovered. Pemberton jailed for OWI, a felon possessing a firearm, drug charges, plus multiple outstanding warrants from other jurisdictions. And it's the 29th annual Kenosha County Red Ribbon Campaign Against Drugs. It's underway now with events and activities all this week geared to the theme, drug-free? Absolutely. Sponsors are local law enforcement, the Concerned Citizens Coalition, Kenosha Unified, and the County's Substance Abuse Coalition. There's an opening ceremony at 9 o'clock this morning at Mahone Middle School. Then a personal safety program will be presented by Kenosha Police Department Crime Prevention Specialist Jeff Wembold. That'll be at noon at Wesley United Methodist Church. Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, active parenting with the county's gang intervention supervisor, Donna Rhodes at Bowes Elementary School. Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, the true story of Kenosha teenager Clay Davison. He got into steroids and over-the-counter drugs. The story to be told by his mother, who's a police officer. This will be at Lord of Life Lutheran Church. Coming up on Friday at noon at Life Lutheran Church, it's the annual Concerned Citizens Coalition meeting. Guest speaker, Kenosha County Judge Mary Kay Wagner. Another member of the World War II-era All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, which included the Racine Belles, of course, passed away recently. Milwaukee native Betty Jane Wyszynski, Mo to everybody who knew her, 91 when she died in New Berlin. Mo played one season for the Rockford Peaches in 1943, then the Chicago Bluebirds up until 1947. The Peaches, one of the teams featured in the movie A League of Their Own from 1991, along, of course, with the Racine Belles, whose games at one point were recreated for broadcast right here on WRJN. Coming up tomorrow night, there could be a decision in Burlington from the Common Council on whether to go with joint dispatch through Racine County, which staff is recommending. The issue up for discussion during the Committee of the Whole beginning at 6:30, then the regular business meeting afterward. On both agendas, an amended contract between the county and the four municipalities east of the interstate now paying for joint dispatch. Information into the Alderman shows that Burlington would pay $15,322 a month for the rest of the year, and then close to $184,000 per year in the years 2018 through 2020 as a partner in the dispatch operation. And like the others, Burlington's yearly payment would then be reduced starting in 2021, the county absorbing those costs as of 2030. Burlington projected to save better than $958,000 over 6 years with this, more than $2.7 million over 12 years. Well, it kind of seemed like the matter had been settled. The Storino Funeral Home on Northwestern Avenue in Racine could pay the city for a revocable occupancy permit and extend their decorative fencing onto what is a right-of-way, and underneath of which are several utilities. Not recommended by the city engineer. John Rooney, who couldn't attend the meeting at which the permit was supported, he recommended the Public Works and Services Committee not allow the funeral home's request.
If I was a public utility, I wouldn't permit that type of installation. You know, that's why we have certain things stop at the public right-of-way. People fence to the right-of-way line, you know, allow them to put fences out in the grass parkway. You know, there's certain things that we allow on private property, and there's things that we allow in public right-of-way. And, you know, they're two very different land uses.
Once again, Daryl Storino explaining that if the utility companies had to get at their equipment behind the fence, underground, and on his property, he'd let them come in and tear down the cost of the fence. He'd eat that. Over the recommendation, the committee supported the same decision from the last time. Two money-related public hearings ahead of its regular 6:30 p.m. business meeting tonight on the agenda for the Racine Unified School Board. 5:30, you got a hearing on a resolution that would authorize general obligation borrowing of up to $33.5 million over a five-year period to accomplish some of the remaining big-ticket facilities items on the master list. 6 p.m., it's the public hearing on the recommended 2017-18 budget. Technically, that's already in place, but you need some finer points on that. Some of the budget numbers have to be updated, and those are numbers that are coming in, according to Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff.
We're still down about 39.69 staff. Some of that is a reduction of federal funds and other adjustments that we made as we were highlighting as part of our tracking report.
Meanwhile, Board President Bob Witke heaping praise on Duff and staff for just keeping tabs on the changing numbers. Board Vice President Dennis Weiser, who will have mayoral duties tonight at City Hall, said during the work session the budget tracking setup has really been a big help.
After 10 years of watching school boards from the inside and 20 or 30 years watching them from the outside, this budget tracking report is the first thing I've ever seen in my entire life that allows a board to comfortably track budget development. So this is a huge step forward for us. The questions have been more directed, more intelligent. This is working like gangbusters.
At the last work session, Duff put the tax rate at $9.98 per thousand assessed valuation. Final vote on the budget still to come. And the low graduation and high incarceration rates among African-American men and boys in Racine and throughout the state, sparking a day-long conference in Racine next month titled Black Boys and Endangered Species, organized by Racine natives Arletta Frazier Tucker and Kimberly Payne. They formed a little consulting business. Frazier Tucker talking to our partners at Gateway Public Radio about the anticipated upshot of this conference. It's going to be a community-wide action plan, but a plan also to address family life.
We have to get into some level of working with the families to be able to change mindsets of kids to think bigger about their future. And yes, we're hoping that people who are out there, who are doing things, that come to the conference where we can all work together. And our goal is in a year from now is to go back and look at those numbers, what we have done together. Mm-hmm. Did it make the impact that we needed to make? And if it did not, where was the downfall at and what can we do differently?
November 17th is the conference at Gateway Technical College's Racine campus. It'll include the author of the New York Times bestseller, Righting My Wrongs, Life, Death, and Redemption in an American Prison. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.